Blog Talk Radio.
Better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy comedy Mr. Trey Love is in, a.k.a. RCK. That's Red Carpet King. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Red Carpet King. And if you were to see me do my thing and display my stuff, you would know why. I'm currently the reigning and will be for quite some time because I don't see nobody coming to take my crown because I'm the best at it. That's right, Red Carpet King. What's up, y'all? Today is Sunday, September 7th. The current time is 3:03 p.m. I'm actually doing this podcast. I know you're like, okay, what Trey over there doing on a Sunday? I'm actually doing this podcast today, you all, because I have to help one of my friends celebrate her birthday, Miss Venus Vimo Johnson. We will be celebrating her birthday tonight at the J Spot Comedy Club. She's so busy running around and stuff, but we're going to give her a holler, you know what I'm saying, and just check on her, let her know that we're thinking about her. And for those of you who are in town, get down, man. Come through, you know what I'm saying? J Spot, 5581 Manchester. I think it's Avenue, Manchester Ave. Yeah, y'all know where it's at, over there by the airport, man. Come out, man. It's going to be an amazing, amazing show tonight. But before I get started on giving y'all all the details of that, you know I got to do my pokes, man. I mean, there's no way I can start a Trey Love show without poking my girls, you know what I'm saying? For those of you who are on my Facebook, Artistically Trey Love, Comedian Trey Love, ladies, remember, I will not say your last name. I will only say your first because, hey, I don't want to get you in no trouble. But that's how we start our show every time. And I'm doing a special podcast just for Vimo today. But it's so much more to announce, man, and tell y'all about what's popping, man. There's so much going on this week. This week has been, like, amazing. The weekend has been freaking amazing, man. Speaking of the weekend, man, I want to give a major, 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 major shout-out to Ariella Blue, man. We had a blast this Friday night over at Sarah's in Ventura, 12449 South Ventura Boulevard, man. I was hosting the red carpet there this weekend, man. Just met so many wonderful people. Shout out to Tracy Walker, the cameraman. Shout out to Andre, the man who ran the red carpet. Shout out to all the groups, man. It's actually, if you go to YouTube right now and go to Graffiti Soul, Trey Love with Graffiti Soul, you'll see an interview I did with them on the red carpet, man. It was amazing, man. We had so much fun that night, man. Partied all night. I hosted the event. We had some amazing, amazing, amazing R&B acts, amazing rappers. It was a reggae artist, man. I mean, it was a whole slew of major entertainment. And then Ariella and her husband, Sadari Entertainment, man, they turned it out, man. It was really, really hot, man. So much going on that night. That was just this past Friday, man. I know y'all been seeing me pump it, promote it. I did a podcast on it on the 30th, which was at night, two days ago, man. I'm just now recovering, man, because I'm going to tell you, I had to rest up yesterday because it was so much fun. Speaking of rest up, what's up, L.A., with this weather, man? Good God. Can you put the H in hot out here? Let me tell you something. It's so hot outside, y'all, you could boil eggs on the sidewalk, and that is not no bull. I'm telling you the God's honest truth. Talk about photosynthesis. Look, the reefer plant is going to grow like hell. Everything is going to grow because all it needs is a little water, and with the way this sun baking, it's baking. But be careful. It might get scorched out there, man. Just wanted to share that with y'all, man. So let's keep everybody in prayer, man, with this heat, man. You know what I'm saying? If you got older relatives, watch out for them. Go look out for them. Make sure they all right. And also, remember this, family. Please, please, whatever you do out there in them streets, man, stay hydrated, y'all. You got to stay hydrated because that's very, very important. It's vital to stay hydrated, man, you know, because it's crazy out here for those of us that are in L.A. But for everybody else that's doing their thing, man, you know what I'm saying, around the country, around the world, because my podcast is reaching so many people. And I want to thank you listeners, man. I'm over 100,000 listens, 100,000 spins on my podcast. And then I got a listenership worldwide of over a million listeners, man, a million listeners tuning in. So I just want to thank everyone that's checking out what I'm doing, man. I'm trying to make it better. I'm trying to grow. You know, I think, y'all, I've been blessed to find my niche. You know, I've been doing stand-up for years. Love it. It takes me a lot of places. Acting is really my forte, really what I'm, you know, my goal is. But to be doing stand-up comedy has just been so pure, so much fun for me, so natural. And a director that directed me in actually two films, My Big Fat Hip-Hop Family and Treasure in the Hood, Greg Carter, told me one day, he said, you're not funny. You're not a comedian. And I was looking at him like, what the hell? Like, you know, because I'm talking about a comedian. I'm the comedian's comedian. He said, you're an actor that knows how to act like a good comedian. That was just like, whoa, that's all I needed. You know what I'm saying? Confidence builder. And, I mean, it's a push, man. You know, it's a grind. In L.A. doing my thing, man, yo. You can catch me at the Groundlings. And speaking of Groundlings, every other Monday there's something off Melrose at the Groundlings, actually, where I'm going to school. It's called the Black Version. When I say that, this show, this improv show is a dynamite improv show, man. You got to go check these folks out, man. I'm talking about SNL alum, Mad TV alum, a lot of the people, you know, the actors that you've seen on TV and in films and stuff. The guy who plays Uncle Ruckus on the Boondocks, the other gentleman who plays Tom on the Boondocks. I got to Google some stuff and get these folks' names. I feel so crazy not knowing their names. I mean, they're amazing, amazing, amazing talents, and they're Black. So, you know, hey, it is what it is, man. We got to push our product. But, man, I'm talking about hilarious. I have not laughed so hard in, like, forever, man. It was really, really hot. So let me get my pokes out the way so we can go on and get through this podcast today. And I just wish everybody love, peace today. Wish you the best, man. Beat this heat if you in L.A. For all my people that's in L.A., we definitely have got to beat this heat. But myself, y'all, I'm just getting everything prepared for tonight. I cannot wait. I just literally cannot wait to get to the J-Spot tonight, man. It's going to be a red carpet event. And all my comedians out there, you know, come through. Got some stage time for you, you know. I'm going to announce in a little bit later, I'm going to tell everybody who's going to be there as far as, you know, some of the major weight and talent that's coming through tonight. It's going to be a crazy, crazy, crazy show. So let me get these ladies poked because I know that's what y'all need. Fastina, Teddy Bear, Linda, Rita, Carmen, Kat, Kathy, Takia, Candy, Sharifa, Danielle, Portia, Jennifer, Simone, Radiant, Alexis, Chevette, Leote, Aline, Sherry, Alexandra, Raquel, Kim, Amina, Nisha, Shannon, lady goes by the name of Goddess, Tam Beast, I always say her name wrong every week, and she stay on the poke. I got you, baby. Ramona, Bridget, and Rainya. And that's just that page. Now, I'm going to flip over to Comedian Trey Love page and do that as well. But to my listeners out there, please, please like my fan page. It's Trey Love Vision, facebook.com/TreyLoveVision. That's TreyLoveVision. And also, you can go to that page and click on the YouTube link and see the Red Carpet King at work. So let me log out of here. Because, see, I got to, you know, I like to be an equal opportunity. You know, ladies take the time out to, you know, give me a little tap on the shoulder. I got to take the time out to make sure I acknowledge you as well. You know, that's just, that's love, man. And it's really appreciated, you know, when someone's thinking about you. But here's the thing. I want to put it on out there. Mark Zuckerberg, the guy who invented Facebook, he called it poking. So to the fellas out there, I want to say it's kind of inappropriate when you look to your side and you see there's some dude done tried to poke you. So that's not how you say cool. So don't be don't do that, fellas. All right, don't poke. All right. So I'm on the other page. So we got Tracy, Shauna, Maisha, Asha. Let's see. What's that's Archer is her name. Calliewood, what's up? Kathy, Chanel, Charity, China, and another Danielle. So I just want to get those folks out, y'all. And ladies, you know how it is. You know what I'm saying? Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in. And what happens when you get poked? You get rocked.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby.
Rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
Come on, drop.
Take it home, baby.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, y'all better tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. That's what happens when you tune into the podcast, you know. Ladies, you know, every week I'm a poke you, then I'm a rock you. Make sure y'all go to my social networks, man. Instagram, Trailer Vision, YouTube, Trailer Vision. What's the next one? Facebook.com, like my page, Trailer Vision. And right now, hold on, y'all, hold on. I think we got a special guest, you know, on the line. It's the birthday girl herself. Yes, it is, Miss Venus BMO Johnson. Now, she's going to tell you what's going on tonight at the J Spot Comedy Club. But first, we want to wish her one of them happy birthdays, Black style. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. It's the first of the month. Get up, get up. She going on the first. Your rent is due, Venus, the same day of your birthday. Every year. That's kind of rough. You can't even really. I'm just messing with you. How you doing today, girl? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How you feel?
But it's true. But it's true. Yes, indeed. You know it is. Every first. Yeah. What's up, Trey Love, the one and only? I thank you so much for having me. I just wanted to share something so important with me about today. Today, yes, it is my birthday, September the 1st. And it's going down tonight. Look, I'm going to have so many good people up in the house blessing us with some good music and comedy. And, you know, having you host, Dre, is just a blessing. Yes, it is. I want to thank you right now. But we're going to be up at the J-Spot in L.A. It's 5581 West Manchester Boulevard, 90045. Festivities jumping off at 8. I'm telling you, they got some good food. They have some good drinks. All of that. Good pricing, and it's just $10 at the door. You know what I mean? We're going to do it big. We're going to do it really big and classy. We have the one and only Galena, international singer, blessing us with her presence and her beautiful voice. We have amazing band, The Frequency, and we're blessed to have Stacey Lamont sitting door. He's a drummer, international drummer, I might add, and so is Kevin Teasley. He's a keyboard player, international cast. I mean, they play with everybody. You name it, you know them, they play with them. But that's what we're doing tonight. I mean, we're about to set it off just real big. The place is starting to fill up, you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, I'm so looking forward to it. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry. I didn't want to disturb you. Go ahead.
No. I just wanted to tell you, make sure you let the listeners know, it's an 80s theme, and we're going to have a best dress contest as well.
Oh, it's going down tonight. I just want to tell everybody, man, I was doing some Googling, man. The young lady, Lena, is like the bomb digger, yo. Like, Lena got it cracking. She's been in This Christmas with Chris Brown, Stranger on Earth, is a single, I think. She's with Atlantic Records. She's going to be there tonight with us, correct?
Well, yeah. A lot of that's true. She was in the movie This Christmas in the intro. You know, she did the narrating in the beginning, and she was opposite Edges Elba in the beginning singing on the stage, the club scene in the intro. Yes, and she's written for Tyrese and a number of other artists. She was with Atlantic Records, then she was with Hidden Beach, Jill Scott's label mate. Now she's an independent with Mood Star. And, you know, she's worked with Anthony Hamilton, Dave Hollister, you know, to name a few. And Lena's a nominated writer, Best Writer of the Year. And it goes on and on. But, you know, she's blessing us with her presence. And I don't want nobody to miss it. I'm so serious.
Oh, it's going to be hot, y'all. I'm telling you, it's going down. First of all, just to let everybody know, I'm going to get there early because we're going to be doing the red carpet thing. You know, and your boy's the red carpet king, so you need to get your interview with Trey Love. You understand what I'm saying? Because it don't matter who you are, you still a star when I get through with you. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to make it happen out there early. But then when the show kicks off, I'm going to be hosting, you know what I mean? So the red carpet, it'll be there for you to take pictures, but you won't get your interview from the red carpet king. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a whole lot going on tonight, y'all. I'm going to tell you, for those of you who listen, who pay attention to my podcast and have followed my career, know that I did my birthday party July 7th. Michael Collier, Tony Rock, Tiffany Haddish, Hurricane, what's my boy, AJ Johnson, I'm talking about Romeo, Memphis Will. It was, you know, Tommy Otis, the Mac Pack we did our thing. Man, my birthday party was, like, just so slamming, and it was at the J-Spot Comedy Club. And that's black-owned, y'all, black-owned operator. Shout out to Jay for doing what he does, man.
That's right.
Keep, you know, having something out here where, you know, because, again, Jay owns the club, but I feel like a piece of all of us, especially us black comedians, that's our club. It's a club that you can always go to, get some stage time, get treated with some respect, you know what I mean, no matter where you are in your career. That's one thing I really love about the J-Spot. They will support you. They support comedians. It's a comedian's comedy club, man. Again, a comedian owns it, a black comedian at that, one of the premier comedians of our time, Mr. J. Anthony Brown. So, again, man, it's a hot spot. You're doing your birthday there, man. We're going to make it happen. So you saying everybody should get there. Give everybody the time they need to get there.
Yeah, I say, you know, it starts at 8. But I tell people, get there a little bit early so you can get a good seat, you know, because first some are serving all that good stuff, you know. And I know they want to get up close and personal, you know what I'm saying? And I do want to also let the people know that Lena's very much known for crowd participation. So I suggest people who like to sing and stuff, let it be known, you know. Yeah, we snatch people up to the stage, indeed.
Gotcha. Hey, let me ask you this. I know that my listeners, as well as myself, I mean, I know about you, but tell the people a little bit about your company, you know, as far as the photography and what you do, you know, and your past and your background. It's your birthday, but connect with the people because I know you. I love you. It's a lot of people that know you and love you, but tell my listeners about you so that they can know you and love you.
Okay, well, let me let you know. My name is Venus Vimo Johnson, as you said. I've been in the entertainment industry for a while. You know, I've worn many different hats. I started, you know, writer, actress. I'm still doing that field, but I left the, I was an MC. Everybody knew me as Venus the Goddess, you know, rap artist. I'm a stylist. I do photography. I work with Midway Hair Company, Bobby Boss, and, you know, people who wear that hair stuff, they know about it. So, you know, there's a few things that I do. But right now, star quality is what I'm really focusing on. You know, I like to let people shine. People are beautiful in every aspect. So, you know, that's basically what I do, you know, and promoter, publicist, I like to make noise. You know, Terry, we come together, we can make a lot of things happen, you know.
Mm. And that's what we're actually about to do, and that's even one of the main reasons I took a Sunday to do this podcast. I want to let everybody know that Ms. Venus B. Moore Johnson is going to be very, very, very much actually the main person that partnering with myself, the Red Carpet King. And we're going to be doing some stuff, man, putting some PR out there, man, making sure we our faces in the place, and we're going to make people say their grace, and they all going to know who we are. We're going to scream from the windows to the wall, from the east to the west, from Cali to New York, you know what I'm saying, from the top to the bottom. We're going to make this thing happen, man. So I know that you're extremely busy. So what I want you to do right now is give everybody your stuff where they can reach you, your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook, everything social, so that way people can go and follow you and you know what I'm saying, and build your base. So this is your time. Pimp this.
Absolutely, absolutely. I thank you, sir. I can be reached. I'm Venus Vimo Johnson on Facebook. My email address is VenusTheGoddess00@yahoo.com. That's VENUSDA as in dog apple, goddess00@yahoo.com. And, you know, I don't tweet too much, but I'm heavy into the Facebook, you know, the Facebook scene and a couple of other, you know. I do a lot of public appearances as well, but they can reach me like that or via email, however.
Sounds good to me. Well, look, I'm looking forward to tonight. I know that you are swamped with work, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to call in and do this with me today. You know, it's all part of the PR. It's our game, and we put it together, and that's how we're going to keep rolling out here and making things happen. You feel me?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
All right,
I thank
so
you
so
much. I thank you.
Oh,
thank
it's
you.
My pleasure. We're going to
okay.
do it tonight. Y'all just have me some, look, have me some vodka and some of them good chicken wings that the J-Spot known for. I want some of them famous chicken wings and some vodka, and I'm going to be ready to go tonight.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. You and me both. No worries. We're going to do this.
For sure. So everybody, make your way to the J spot, man. I'm gonna be up there about 7:30. You know, but probably earlier than that, y'all, because I got to get on that red carpet. We're gonna let our sister go, man, and wish her all the blessings, honey. A wonderful, wonderful birthday to you. Blessings to you. When this show is done, I'm gonna share it to your page so you can use it for yourself, man. And we're gonna discuss so much more. I'm looking forward to a very bright future working with you, and I'm just looking forward to just shining, man. Putting this thing together, and we all shine. Because if we don't grind, we don't shine. Don't you agree?
I strongly agree. I can say it better myself.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, I'm about to let you go, but pay attention to this next song because it's dedicated to you, Venus. I ain't getting in your personal business, but whatever you do, today is your birthday, so you better get you some good old-fashioned birthday sex. Here it is, y'all.
Shout to L.A.D.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven if you leave with me, Charlie. I wanna be your present. Girl, unwrap me. Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub. Then we'll hop in my hot tub. You vanish with my face, cuz now I got that ass up. To the point you're screaming out, it hurts, it hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Tell a friend to Playboy Comedy is in, and that's what we're going to be doing tonight, taking shots with Miss Venus Vimo Johnson on her birthday. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? You better make it to this town. All right, she's still on the line with us. You know what I'm saying? How you like your birthday song dedication? You like that?
Look, I enjoyed it so much, and I forgot to tell you that Lena will be going on later on in the show to let people know they want to get there because I'm hearing people are calling trying to reserve seats. So I strongly suggest, you know, enforce that they get there and get the seats because I can't control it after that. Okay.
And let them know that. And it is what it is. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, don't be asking for me. Don't be, well, Trey, don't you do it. Don't y'all do it. Y'all get this. If you don't get your butt there on time by the time you're supposed to be there and it's packed out, talking about call Trey, I'm telling you, you ain't going to be able to find me. I'm going to go on stage, and then when I get off stage between sets, I'm going to just disappear. Y'all ain't going to see me nowhere. I'm not coming to the front because I ain't dealing with all them people. You know, I got some real ratchet friends. So they're going to come to Trey. No. The girl told y'all on the podcast today. I know y'all was paying attention because y'all all in the chat room. Look, get y'all butt there on time so that way we can sit down and have a wonderful time tonight.
That's all I got to say. Out of my control. Thank you so much, Trey.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It was wonderful talking to you. I know you're busy as hell, so you go ahead and take care of your business, and I will see you in a couple of hours.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, y'all. You too. Bye-bye. We want to thank her for calling in, man. This show is dedicated to her on her birthday, man. You know what I'm saying? We wanted to that's what I do on Handsome Life, yo. That's what it's all about. It's about not just being a star, but making stars and hanging with stars and mingling with the stars, you know. Be on the lookout for my upcoming DVD, Red Carpet King, yo. I'm telling you, man, your boy is working on some stuff. I'm producing it. I got some pretty good editors and stuff like that working on it. I also got some major connects, some stuff I'm going to keep on the low until I manifest it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you put stuff out there in the ether, and you have to be careful because, you know, there are people that wish you good, but then there's people that wish you bad too. So you got to watch yourself and don't let them devils, you know, in and try to put their spin on things. So, you know, I'm going to keep it on the low, but trust me, the Red Carpet King is in full effect, and that's why I'm putting it out there like that. So we're going to jam a little bit, and then when I come back, I'm going to let y'all know what's going on for the rest of the week. I'm going to just say one word, Joe. Your boy is a comedian, and I'm major. Okay? So to my other ones, you know what I'm saying, has got something to say or hate on it, you know what I mean? Can you work with that?
Você sempre quer que eu fale coisa pra você? Que você quer agora? Você sempre tá querendo coisa. Ah, agora eu entendo.
Uh-huh.
Ah, você quer que eu faça isso? Okay. Tá bem.
I can be a little picky. Blame the sticky icky. Pick a bottle, get a glass. Down and sippy sippy. I see you, baby, keep bouncing on your tippy toes. When the beat drop, dip and make the booty roll. Cold piece of work, filling out your mini skirt. It's Saturday night, you probably wear that shit to church. You sick of lame dudes frontin' with attitude. Talking about they rims and all they damn tennis shoes. I got some grown man game for your Bluetooth. I'm hot, middle of winter, coupe, no roof. You used to sushi, lean, no, and some calamari. You want a nigga that might grow up and meet somebody. OT, resorts by the sea. Sand between your toes, umbrellas in your drinks. Worldwide AM, hit me on the Gmail. I brought my boy with me, so bring another female.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that? To the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Let me do my job, girl, don't make it easy for me. Tomorrow morning, make my eggs with onions cheesy for me. Come get the keys to the suite up at the Sophie Tale. It's room 1024, and I'm gonna meet you there. Take a bubble bath, get the robe out the closet and wait for me. Don't think that I'm afraid to toss that you hate for me. Stand you up, it makes you nauseous. I'm late, but can't go to sleep because your pussy gorgeous. It's quick, baby. I done dropped the DJ. You might see me in GA. You're showing off my LA. So many apple bottom freaks showing belly. I might give her my CLA and take her to the telly. She in the double tree suites, put her hands on her hips. A look in her eye and a smile on her lips. It's that southern hospitality. That's my reality. We hit the Waffle House and finished with some holiday.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Cali to the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas.
Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Down tonight, y'all. 5581 Manchester, right there by LAX, man. Come through, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy, aka the Red Carpet King, is going to be in, man. It's going to be a live show tonight, man. I advise y'all to get there early because once it kick off at 8 o'clock, ain't going to be no specialties and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay your $10 at the door. Come in, sit down, have a good time, man. You're going to have a live band I'm hosting. It's going to be comedians in the building. I know, Lottie B's coming through. I think Memphis Will's going to be there. A few of your faves, you know what I mean? And it's going to be a live party, man. The girl got all her crew coming in. I'm going to be hosting Red Carpet. So, you know, I'm going to make you look good, Red Carpet King. That's what I do better than anybody, I swear to God. And make sure y'all check me out. This was what my week looks like. Tomorrow night, September 2nd, for those of you who know, Chocolate Storm has a hot, hot show cracking off at the Cork, La Tierra Boulevard. It's over on the Cork, man. That's by LAX as well. Y'all see they keep me off, man, because I'd be scared over there. Them Crips and Bloods over there, I'd be nervous. But, you know, I like people. You know what I mean? But I, let me stop, man. Let me see. I'm looking for the address over here. Formerly the townhome located at 6835 La Tierra Boulevard. Your lineup for tomorrow night is going to be sick. I'm hosting, so you know what's going to happen, man. We're going to keep it live. We're going to keep it conversational. We're going to talk. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be real expressive, and it's just going to do what it do. But my boy, he's from Compton. Novocaine's going to be in the building, one of the funniest up-and-coming comedians that are in the Southern Los Angeles, Southern Cal area, man, doing his thing. A walking legend, not in the making, but making, man. I mean, this dude is doing major stuff, commercials, TV shows. And he's also one-third of my hot, hot group, the Mac Pack. We are doing something different, y'all. Like, every comedian, it seems like, is off the self, but we've combined as an awesome threesome, you know what I mean? We're three comedians, three guys having fun, man. We do a amazing stage performance together. But I'm going to get into what we're doing next month a little later. But my boy, one-third of my stand-up comedy group, the Mac Pack, is going to be in the building. Legend from BET's Comic View, Def Jam, Comedy Central, and all-around friend, man. Mr. Jeff Brown's going to be in the building doing his thing, man. I've been watching Jeff for years, man. One of the comedians that I just, man, just admire and respect to the umph. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, your headliner, I'm talking about BET All-Star, Def Comedy Jam All-Star, one of the most prolific, most requested, well-traveled comedians in the game today, Mr. Shang Forbes, y'all. Shang, man, I'm going to tell you, you know when you're grinding in this game, when you're in Carolina and you run into a person, then you in Chicago, you run into a person, you in New York, you run into a person, and then you run into that person in L.A.? Shang is one of the few comedians, him, Gerald Kelly, and a couple of other guys that when I'm on the road out there, I see at the airport doing travels. And that's when you know that not only you doing something, they doing something. Because, you know, I mean, it's industry. So, you know, you get a lot of cats talking smack about they doing this and they doing that. Man, if you ain't at that airport, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you really ain't doing nothing. Remember, Juice, they was like, you local. You know what I'm saying? So don't just be local, dude. It's a big old world out here for y'all to go get. You know what I mean? Let me shout out my second show I'll be doing this week. On Tuesday of this week, I'll be at the LA Casting Mixer. So for those of you who know about LA Casting, I ain't going to tell everybody, but I'm going to take a guess with me, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't privy to this information, but I'll be doing a mixer on a Tuesday, you know, doing my thing, handing out cards, networking, and working net. You feel me? That's how I do. And then Wednesday, September the 4th, you can catch me with this major promoter, with Impresario, Obi, man. I'm really proud of this cat, man. He does his thing, man, at Impresario Entertainment, at Impresario Entertainment on Twitter and Instagram, man. Cali Radio for bottle service, VIP tables, birthday parties, performances, or vendor booths. RSVP now 424-240-1953. Sunset Wednesdays, man. Hollywood Bar and Grill, 6122 West Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90028, September 4th. Hey, network, mingle, laugh, dance, and lounge, baby. You know, ladies, I think it's ladies $5 before 10 and $10 after, guys $10 before 10 and $15 before 11 and 20 after. So, you know, you see how they do, fellas. You know, we got penises, so they make us, they just do us any kind of way. Oh, he has a penis. But, Onye, I got to give you a shout-out, man, for doing what you do, man. He's a good businessman. You know, I like working with good businessmen, you know, good promoters that are about the business. And it's not, it's not bull and it's not personal, man. It's business, and I love that, man. I love to see what the brother's doing. That's why he continues to have my support. You know, and this song, man, is dedicated to my – let me finish my week. Okay, that's Wednesday. Oh, yeah, Friday. Friday, y'all, man. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy BN with the young ladies of Curvy Inc. This is, you know, plus size models. Just in other words, they say plus size, but these just women with big old behinds. You know what I'm saying? Them big, nice, thick legs. You know how, you know, some of us fellas like it. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, something to hold on to. You know, they're going to be live on air September the 6th, Friday. That's going to be my podcast from 3 to 4 on Friday, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. So that's pretty much my week, man. There's a lot going on the week after that, and there's a lot going on the week after that. I'm going to be doing some traveling. Got a lot of stuff coming up, man, but, you know, I'll give it to you, you know, slowly. I can't give it to you all at once because, see, it's too much game I drop on you. You know what I mean? Too much game. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in, a.k.a. Red Carpet King. Listen to this Trey game, y'all.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. 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 Get your Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, king. Got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless and narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be stole your girl for you know what happened. Virgin type game, keep them clapping, in the gym in my book. Keep my mind and body strong, my Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
In the morning and I ask myself, it's like worth living, should I blast myself? I'm proud of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get a track, send a kid through the hell, care. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal a brother. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to what we played as kids today.
That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Brother and you, you gotta operate the easy way.
I made a change today,
but you made it in a sleazy way.
that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Yo, Jinx, man, we gotta find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, with me. Yo, yo, we don't have to be slaves, I got to make our mistakes. But this show, yo, was made by woman and male. I'm all about a white lovers in the water. But I aren't the curious to handle any male, any time, any rhyme, any flow, any show. And if you ask my producer, don't we cry, no. Rhyme around.
Playboy of Comedy, Mr. Trey Love is in, a.k.a. Red Carpet King. That was female rap legend Yo-Yo Yolanda Whitaker. Got to shout her out, man. She recently got married, had a big old ball out there in Miami, man, with her sister Dawn, who I work with frequently. I just want to wish her, her husband, her family so much the best, man. She's such an amazing woman, an amazing talent. You've seen her in films, all kind of stuff, man. Y'all be doing her thing. But now, you know, she's off the market, man, doing her thing with her hubby. It's good to see somebody in the hip-hop game, you know, taking it to that level. You know, it's good to, even when I watch T.I. and Tiny and, you know, marrying the game, stuff like that, I'm enjoying somewhat of the imagery that they're putting out on us, you know what I mean? Even though I'm not even going to lie, I'm really addicted to Love and Hip Hop. I mean, it's like dope. I'd be mad that I like it, be like, look at this bullshit. What are they doing this week? But you can't help but watch it. And for those of you who are game fans, you know, these are the few black shows that we do have on TV. I really like the fact that a couple weeks ago they had Tasha Mack's character, Wendy Raquel Robinson's character, Tasha Mack, in therapy, because I think that more African-Americans need to realize that therapy is not such a bad thing. It's not the dreaded thing that people make it out to be. You know, therapy can be good. It can be uplifting. Now, y'all, I'm about to get out of here, but before I do, I got to shout out two gentlemen that are good friends of mine, man. We are actually a comedy trio, the Mac Pack. We have a show coming up October 5th. It's one night only, comedy, magic, song, dance, and the screening of our short film, Apartment X. You're going to love it. The Mac Pack had me nearly falling out of my seat. Grant Thurston of the Entertainment News. The show is going to be held at the Vapors Lounge. That's the Vapors Lounge, 18429 Avalon Boulevard, Carson, California. Great food, fine cigars, dress to impress. Free parking. Doors open at 8. Show time starts promptly at 9. And I'm going to tell you, y'all, we start on time, so you need to get there. Tickets are $25, includes dinner and the show. VIP purchases are available. Get your tickets at the Vapors Lounge. Call 310-715-1180. Again, that's 310-715-1180. 1880, thevaporslounge.com. Y'all make sure you check me out, man. Go to, like, all my stuff, man. Instagram, Trey Love Vision, Twitter, Trey Love Vision. Go to my Facebook fan page, Trey Love Vision, and like that page, yo, because like I said, I need them numbers. I'll be telling people, have people rolling. I say, okay, we could be friends all day on Facebook, but I need them likes on that that fan page, because them Caucasians, you know, the business people I go to see, they don't give a damn about how many friends you got. They want to see that fan page blow up. So that's where it happens. I need your support, man. Make sure y'all go watch my videos on YouTube. Check me out. Help keep your boy's name out there, because it's a lot about to happen, man. Upcoming DVD. I'm working with some people. Like I said, y'all, I got to keep it on the low. But let me just say this, man. God is in the blessing business, and you reap what you sow. And I've been sowing hard, y'all. I've been sowing hard. I've been putting it out there. And I'm going to tell you, as you rise, there are some people that can't go with you, and you have to let them go. And that's something that I'm going to be, when I do my motivational speaking to high school students and college students, you got to learn to let some people go, because everybody's not in your corner. And, I mean, these could be people that you've been down with for years, people that you consider friends, people that you actually love. But at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you. And if you're in a relationship and have a family, kids, you got to do what's best for you, your kids, and to make sure you are maintaining what you need to maintain. Because people will literally put their foot on your neck and hold you down. That's if you let them. Remember this, y'all. People only do to you what you allow them to do. So that means that you have to rise above. You know what I mean? I'm going to get some new tracks, man, and put on here for the next few podcasts, because I got some songs, man, that I really want to play. My boy Wiz Khalifa got a song called Rise Above, and I love that song, man. It's literally talk about, you know, as soon as the money came and the fame came, here come the haters, you know. So haters, just know that we are aware of you, you know, over here at Handsome Life. You boys see me out there on the red carpet, being the red carpet king. Olo Dolo, with my own film crew, with my own team. I don't need to, you know, let anyone else own me and my footage and stuff like that and put it up and get thousands of YouTube hits. Man, y'all don't even know what I'm going through, and they won't give me credit for what I do. You know what I mean? So, Church, I'm going to just tell you, man, it's not about bitterness. What it's about is literally seeing that you can't engage with some people, and you have to put your best foot forward and the efforts into you. Put you first. You know what I mean? Don't put yourself only second to God, and that's the only thing you put yourself second to. Each and everything else and each and everybody else can suck it. You know, I'm just saying what I say, playing how I play. Trey Love, a.k.a. Red Carpet King. Check out this cut, y'all, before you go. A boy needs a girl. Peep this.
I need a girl.
A boy needs
she gotta know how to ride and get me good and plenty. That means all don't stall, cause a pimpin' will never fall. Baby, slow it down so I love can grow. I form a gigolo, I can't let my heart show. Will I put a ring on it? You'll never know. The shell to my rock, the shoot of my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh my God, what she did to my cock. I like when we talk, we share souls. You decided to stay, cause you was good as gold. More than a one, you became a need. Any urge you got, I gotta feed. You thought enough of me to bear my seed. More than a lady, you having my baby. Haters come incorrect, they feel my 380. Tested, tried and true, for the love of me and for the love of you. I do what I gotta do to keep us tight, to keep us right. I hump all day and I hump all night, and if it goes down, I'll put up a fight. Look you in your eye and say I do. Have your girls on the side like, look at you. Straight loving good, I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of woman.
Yeah, it takes a lot of woman to be with me. She got to know how to ride and give me good and plenty. That means all don't stall, because a pimpin' would never fall. Yo, that's one of my cuts, man. That, you can tell my age, I said cut, right? A boy needs a girl. Y'all better check me out, man. Hey, look, man, I'm got to get out of here, man. I got to go. 5581 Manchester. I will see y'all tonight at the J Spot Comedy Club. We're going to be celebrating Venus Vimo Johnson's birthday. I also gave y'all the rundown about everything I got going on, man. Catch me at the Cork tomorrow. Catch me at catch my podcast Wednesday. And catch me at the Hollywood Bar and Grill Wednesday night. And that's pretty much it for this week, man. But and then catch my podcast on Friday with the girls from Curvy out of San Diego, man. So I'm doing what I do. I hope you do what you do. You know, put God first in his perspective place. You know, like they say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Many blessings to you and yours. Love me the same way I love you. Peace.